Where were the cows and horses?
The horses stayed in the lot. The cows were out in fields.
Okay. How about the pigs?
Pastures.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
She want pasture. It was the cow pasture.
Okay. What about the pigs?
They would be out in the fields too, and sometimes they would come in, and some of them would be in an enclosed area, but I don't know what they called it. The pig pen. I guess. Yeah, I know that word, the pig pen.
Okay. Was there ever a place out in the field where they might pin up the cows to collect the manure or to milk them or anything like that?
No. Not that I recall.
How about corn? Do you know anything about growing corn and the parts of it? Like on the stalk of corn, you have a little thing that hangs off
the
top. Okay. That's around the ears, right?
The silk?
Yeah. And I don't know, I really don't know a lot about it. I know you have ears and a stalk and silk, and that's it. That's the extent of my knowledge.
What about around the ears?
Oh, the husk.
Okay. What about the different types of corn? Like corn you would eat?
Oh, you have sweet corn.
Mm-hmm.
And you have white corn and yellow corn, and that's all I know.
Eat both of those kind of white and the yellow?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You have corn cobs, too. I did know corn.
Okay.
Whatever.
Okay, sacks, like, you know, those that are made of burlap, what you call those?
A burlap bag.
Okay. Have you ever heard them called tote sacks or croaker sacks?
Oh, croaker sack. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know what a croaker sack is.
Okay.
Yeah, a croaker sack.
Okay. How about something made out of paper, like you would get your groceries in?
This is a paper bag. Or, you know, my children would not anymore know what a croaker sack was. They're flying to the moon. They really wouldn't. I can guarantee you, if you asked them what a croaker sack is, they would say, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So there is a lot that's leaving our language, a lot of vocabulary.
Mm-hmm.
That's too bad, isn't it?
It is in a way. But new things come in too.
Oh yes.
So
lovely words.
How about for washing and drying dishes, different cloths? What would you use to wash the dishes?
You can have a dishcloth or a dish rag. That's it.
How about to dry them?
I don't know what I would call it. A dry cloth, I guess.
Okay. To cook in, like to fry something.
That's a frying pan.
Okay. You ever hear it called anything else? Older terms?
We had a lot.